Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Franz, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, double U A to the Y S. We the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radios flies in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Boys crewing into and we throw the come through and we can show you we support that local everything. Online radio. Independent everything.
I know I love doing that. Welcome to another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am Franz, the Hybrid One, Mellow the Music Records, allthingsfranz.com, radio, Franz Listens Music Video and More Show. And that there, over there, my side, was that to the side, right, left? Anyway, my co-host right there, at the one and only, Mr. Delshawn Mays of the Bars Crew. And I don't know where my lovely is. See, I just talked to her, and she was talking about laying down, and I told her don't do it because she lay down, she's going to pass out. And I guarantee you that's what happened. At any rate, we are live. Another episode of Independent Everything. And let me just, real quick, I just want to read this real quick. I want to introduce you guys to my audience. Rakia Y. Jackson, the lyrically explosive new upcoming artist known as Kalikia, is a rapper poet who was born on October the 18th, 1991, in Pasadena, California. Later to spend most of her teenage years in Mobile, Alabama, which led her to Closet Music Entertainment, CME. Growing up, she had many musical influences that her father would play, from Cameo to Grandmaster Flash to Slick Rick Slick Rick to Left Eye, and her biggest influence, Tupac. Kalikia began writing poetry at the age of 6. The older she got, she realized this was more than just a pastime. This was her divine talent, her God-given gift. Hence her name, Rakia Yaminya, meaning sent by God. And I probably topped that all up. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Kalikia. And real quick, the girl in motion, the hybrid queen, Miss Nikia Qualis, has donned us with her presence. Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Hey.
What's up,
yeah, and we've got Kalikia online with us today. Her project, Poetic Ambition, has just been finished and will be everywhere really, really soon. You guys can, of course, you'll have links later today where you can go to the Nerve DJ site, of course, and listen to it. In its entirety. It did debut last night on allthingsfranz.com radio in its entirety. And it's a hell of a project for, you know, somebody, you know, just stepping on the scene as far as, you know, a commercial entity or whatever. She's it's like she's a vet, the way she goes in and kills it. And I just got to give her those props. She goes in and kills it. She reminds me of another MC out of New York that can go in and kill it like that with, you know, one takes and things like that. We ain't gonna call no names. But anyway, Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We chilling. You doing your girl in motion impression today, because you en route. You are, she's actually en route to Shreveport, she's traveling. Yeah, so thank you so much for taking time out of out of that situation you're in with the traveling and all to come and kick it with us here on Independent
right.
Everything. Yeah, real talk. Look, what I'm going to do is I just wanted to real quick, you know, like I say, introduce you. Delshawn is going to do the Inquiring Minds Want to Know segment with you here in a minute. And then our very own Charlamagne the God, Nikia, of course, is going to handle color today. I just wanted to real quick say congratulations on finishing Poetic Ambition. And I know it will be the first of many, 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 many to come. And just salute for the effort that you put in. I'm actually going to, at some point here, I'm going to play West Coastin' for the people and let them hear that track off of your fresh project. And then, we'll talk a little bit about just, you know, what it took to get in, you know, get this project done and everything. But I think we need to start with Inquiring Minds, wanna know segment with Delshawn, so we can kind of introduce people to you and let them, you know, kind of fill you out. So, Delshawn, do your thing.
Already. First question is, so where did you get your musical influences from? Or what inspired you to do day-to-day growing the music?
I got most of my musical influences were, you know, as Fran said, Grandmaster Flash, Slick Rick, Left Eye, Tupac was my biggest. And, you know, I've been writing poetry since I was 6. And, you know, I never really knew I had the talent to rap until I just, you know, put work and effort into it. And I'm just taking it from there.
Okay. So what about Tupac where it was like, okay, this is what I want to do? What made you say that?
I would have to say he's a real lyricist. He's a true poet. And he's not just rapping about anything. He's actually speaking out. And all his songs have meanings to him, you know, whether it's political or poverty, whatever it might be. And all his songs have messages, so I seek to do the same thing in my music so I could reach and touch somebody and maybe they could feel it.
Right. Okay, take us through the process of making an actual song for you. How does that go down?
With me, it all depends on what I'm feeling with the beat, where I want to go with it. You know, I may want to do something political or, you know, something dealing with love. It's all in how I'm feeling the beat. But it all starts out as a poem first. And then I just put a rhythm to it. And then comes out a masterpiece.
I heard that. What do you see yourself in 5 years? What are you trying to do with this music business?
In 5 years, I'm trying to be at the top regardless of anything. And I'm actually also trying to put together a poem book of my own and start back from my poems of when I was younger all the way up until now. So I definitely plan on being with M2M and making this shake because we're about to rise to the top. So
yeah, buddy. Do you have any dream collabs? Somebody that you would want to do a collab with? It could be anybody.
I probably have to say Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz, why Wiz?
But he's a lyricist also. Like, he's also an influence because I like the way he uses his old school beats. And, you know, people may not even know it's an old school beat, but because I'm an old head, a music head, I'm already on point with it. So definitely would like to collab with.
Right. So, what Fonz was saying, you just dropped the project. Tell us about that.
Well, Poetic Ambition was a process in itself. I did stumble a bit trying to get everything together and the music the way I wanted it. I put a lot of time and effort into it. I will probably have to say Murder, She Quote, I put the most effort into, and that's probably one of my favorite tracks on the whole mixtape. But all of my lyrics are simply poems. It's poetry with a beat to it.
What's your emotion? Oh, why is that one of your favorite tracks? What makes that track stand out?
I would have to say because it's speaking about me. It's basically giving you who Kalakia is and the things that I've gone through and things that I've grown from. So that's probably why it's my favorite track, because it's pretty much a autobiography of me.
The most personal, right.
Understand him?
Okay, hello? You know what? I thought it was just me and these drugs that I'm on. I set up like, what in the hell? Okay, I'm glad to know that it's not just me. Ooh.
No, he turned into Darth Vader like a mugger. I was like, oh shit! And
I
we lost Kelly.
Take over. What the hell was going on?
Yeah. Oh, what the hell is that? Okay. Yeah,
there's
there we go. So we had lost
I'm
Kelly
sorry.
For a second. It's okay.
Yeah,
we got
I'm
right. But
okay.
We were trying to figure out how the hell what the hell got into Delshawn because he turned into Darth Vader there for a minute. Anyway, we're back. You're gonna have to repeat all
yeah.
that Delshawn because you was out
I
of there. I swear. You sound
like
you
what,
was.
I just go. All
yeah.
right, I was just asking like you did any shows. Do you perform?
I have actually never performed. The closest thing I've done as far as performing was a talent show I did in high school, and I was actually singing. So I've actually never performed, but I'm not stage fright, so I'm ready for it.
It's an experience. It's an unforgettable experience, especially the first time on stage.
Straight up.
So if any artists want to collab with you, how would they get in contact with you?
You can pretty much just reach me through my Gmail. It's sentbyguy21@gmail.com. And, you know, just shoot me an email. I'm going to get it automatically, send you a reply, and, you know, we can get it popping. I'm ready.
All right. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
You're an artist. Trying to make it, you know, on the day-to-day grind. Give all us independent artists a tip to use to do that.
Ambition, persistency, and patience. If you have all three of those, you winning automatically. You got to be ambitious. You got to be persistent and keep things going no matter how hard it gets. You got to keep pushing. And patience. As long as you got patience, you can endure through the worst of times. So that would have to be my tip right there.
What do you have?
Nakia?
I'm almost scared to say anything. I've been yawning through this whole interview. Not that it's boring, it's because I'm just hi today. So hi to you. Salute on the project. I would have to say that my favorite, well, I have several favorites, but my favorite is Murder, She Quote. And mm-hmm. I feel everything that you're saying, and I really, really love the beat. Really love the beat. I normally ask this question to men. But I've had several people hit me up in my inbox asking. They see your pictures everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, mm-hmm. Google Plus, Dig, you know, WordPress. They see your face everywhere. Are you single?
No, I am not, actually. I am not.
Well,
I am
taken. She's taken. There you have it. Take to disappoint
taken.
You. Just want to ask about your influences. I tend to stalk the artists and their pages on Facebook to get a more, you know, real-life experience, things that they're going through behind the scenes, you know, that the public really doesn't see. I tend to get more personal with our artists through their Facebook pages. And you mentioned your influences and what motivates you.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking. Does that put you in a different element?
It puts me in a totally different element. It gives me it lets my imagination just wander, and I get automatic. I just pick up a pen and paper, and I just go at it, and I just don't stop. I just write like I'm freestyling on paper, and I just go at it.
Do you find that your most complex music comes from when you're in that zone?
No, I would probably have to say the most complex would be if I'm actually going through something. Those are usually the times where I get deeper in my lyricism and my poetry, and smoking puts me on a different kind of level where I'm like, I'm chill, but I'm really just, I'm into it, and I can hook up a fire beat.
Now, the complex or the chill mode, which produces your fire track?
I probably have to say the complex.
And that's what I'm feeling throughout the entire mixtape. It's phenomenal how, it takes me a lot of time to complete a track, because if I'm not in, the mood that day, if I have 1,000 other things that need to be accomplished that day, then, but the time span, I kept asking you, are you sure you're going to release on the 15th? Are you sure you're going to release? And, Franz would say, she got 3 more tracks, she got 2 more tracks, and I'm thinking, she's not going to be ready. But it blew me away that you were ready, before time. I commend you on everything that we have presented to you thus far. I would say you're the newest member, of Metalton Music, SMG, CME. You're the newest artist, and you received everything that we've given you, whether it's, constructive criticism or, just whatever it is. You've received everything, and you made the changes that need to be made, So I commend you on that right there. And I look forward to working with you more, in the future.
Most definitely. I appreciate that. I'm going to keep it coming. I got to be persistent always.
And this is your first in-house interview, so more interviews will be lined up for you. Normally I have to go through an interview etiquette with our artists, but you are very well-versed, and I think, that has a lot to do with your poetic lyricism. I know some people who could, take some pointers. I won't call any names today, but I know some people who could take pointers. So be on the lookout for, additional interviews coming up in the near future. So salute to you, and safe travel to you as well.
Most definitely. Thank you, Nakia.
Real talk. One of the things that I didn't know that I just learned from your promo for the show today is that you have a teaching degree. You've actually, taught 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds from 2010 to 2013. I think that deserves a round of applause in and of itself, man. Real talk. So I have just learned something new about you as a person that I did not know. And my hat's off to you for that as well. So I guess that really, really, bodes to your articulation and your ability to seem so much more seasoned in this game than the time frame that you've actually been doing this on this level, which would normally show. And so I see that's probably part of it. And salute to you. I want to talk to you a little bit about while we got a little bit of time here, because I want to give you time to make sure that, again, we go over how to reach out to you and some of the other things. But before I get into that right here at 10 minutes, let's do this. This is the track from her Poetic Ambition, one of my favorite tracks, if not my favorite tracks. I really like the Oh So Deep and what you did with Oh So Deep, which is a collaboration with you and Nakia and myself. But I like what you did with this West Coast, and because it's such a, It's an upbeat and it's a lively track, and it's not quite as deep as some of the other tracks that you've got. It's more street. So without further ado, guys, I want you guys to check out Kelly Kia at Kelly Kia. This is called West Coastin' from her brand new project that'll be everywhere soon, called Poetic Ambition. The track is called West Coastin'.
Summit, the Rose Bowl is my fave. Brookside Park, I'm a native. Cali feeling for days. Dispensary trip, grabbing grants and zips. Cold one joint tips, awesome brownies you trip. Low riders hitting switches, we whipping with hella bitches and snitches. Be getting stitches, PHS be the business.
Poetic Ambition. That song right there, really, when I got it back, it blew me away, because I you know, as talented as I know you are, because I remember, you know, the initial audition and stuff that we did, but I didn't know you really had the ability to be so diverse, because so much of your stuff is so deep. And I know it comes from the heart. And then for you to do a track like that, that's one of those things that you go, you know, your eyebrow lifts. So you guys look for more coming from Kelly Kia. Her fresh new EP, Poetic Ambition, has been released. Look forward to hit the airwaves, the stores and everything is in a couple of weeks. And we'll give you a link that we'll put up for you via the Nerve DJs Worldwide Network, and via her page at Metal Music Records, where you'll be able to listen to the project and then be able to get that via download, et cetera, like I said, in a couple of weeks. As like Nakia said, I want you to, traveling grace and get to your destination safe. Call me when you get there. Call us when you get there and let us know you made it safe and everything. And like Nakia said, you've got a bright, bright future ahead of you. You've got some interviews that are going to be set up for you, some magazine features and things like that that are coming for you. And I just think that you are a superstar waiting to happen, Kelly Kia. And glad to be a part of your Phoenix. Right now, we got about 4 minutes left. I want to give you time to let people once again know to articulate to them where they can follow, fan, like Kelly Kia, and for business entities and or people that might want to approach you for collaboration and things like that. Let them know how they can follow, fan, like, share, just become part of the Kelly Kia movement, if you would.
Okay, you can hit me up on my Twitter anytime. It's at Kelly Kia. It's actually spelled CALIKIYA. That's just for my Twitter account. And then you can find me on Facebook at Kelly's Poet. That's CALI/SPOET. And then also if you're trying to book an interview or collab with me, then you can hit me up on my email, and that's sentbygod21, everything spelled correctly, @gmail.com. And that's how you can reach me for now.
Real talk. She will soon have her own page on the Metal Music Records site. It will be the Kelly Kia official artist page for Metal Music, where you'll be able to find further information about her on an ongoing basis as she begins to get involved with live shows and get on some tours and things like that. That's where you'll find that information. So you guys stay abreast of Kelly Kia and the Poetic Ambition coming to you really, really soon. You guys have any last words for Kelly?
Yeah, man. That was a dope song. Just keep doing you. You got it.
Straight up. I appreciate that.
And I would also like to add for bookings and interviews as well, you can reach out to the Metal to Music Entertainment Management team. That telephone number would be 516-224-7726, extension 3.
Once again, 516-224-7726. You can get information and booking and all those kinds of things at that number through Metal Music Entertainment Management, extension 3. And just want to real quick say, not only have we gotten the Poetic Ambition from Kelly Kia done and to the distributors, but we've also finished Him, Her Incomparable Man, by the one, the only, the Hybrid Queen, Nakia Corliss, as well, has been sent to the distributors. So you guys look for that to be coming at you as well in the coming weeks. Again, you guys will be able to find both these projects on the Nerve DJ's site temporarily. We'll put them there for you to be able to listen to them. Then it will be on their pages as well at Melody Music Records, www.melodymusic.com. Don't forget to, of course, visit us at allthingsfranz.com radio every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. Central. Thursday, of course, you know, my lovely fiance hosts that show with me on. It's always a blast. She's always on point. The Hybrid Queen hosted on Thursday, and I'm kind of just the DJ for her on Thursday. AllThingsFranz.com radio. Don't forget the brand new video from Black Girl Crazy is available on Vevo. Franz, the Hybrid One Vevo. Please go check that out. His project just hit Spotify. The hashtag Get On It just hit Spotify. Black Girl also. The Hybrid Doll project from Voice of True Go Getter just hit Spotify. So you guys go check them out and enjoy. We thank you so much for joining us again on another fantastic episode of Independent Everything with the one, the only Kelly Kia and my co-host, Delshawn Mays of the Bars crew. Delshawn Mays of the Bars crew.
Yes. I'm right here, look.
And the lovely Miss Nakia Cross, a.k.a. the Hybrid Queen, as always, bringing it. Another episode of Independent Everything for the books. You know what it is. You guys got any last words, any last shout-outs, any last accolades you want to give before we close this thing out?
Yeah, real quick. Boss Crew Killer is still out. I got the iTunes and Amazon links on my Facebook. And other than that, man, we've just been staying in a creative place. Great concepts, great flow. It's going to be a real different album coming up. And I think y'all going to enjoy it.
Real talk. Can't wait. Nakia?
I'm releasing Tuesday, 2/17, Jesus is Coming Soon, by international urban gospel recording artist Angel Sessions, produced by Franz the Hybrid One, and we'll have Angel on Independent Everything on Wednesday the 18th.
Can't wait. Okay. Real quick, once again, just go on, support these artists, man. Katakia, we didn't give you a chance to really give any shout-outs. You got any shout-outs or accolades you want to give real quick?
Yeah, I want to shout-out CME, M2M, and SMG, and big shout-outs to Franz and Nakia, because y'all are the shit.
Oh.
Yeah, real talk.
On.
We the shit. Yeah, you're my favorite turd. I've never seen. Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us, family, friends, and family. Hope y'all had a fantastic Valentine's Day. And until we meet again, you guys do it like everything. Y'all know what it is. Love, peace.
Hair grease.
Okay, we need some hair grease and some body, y'all. Real talk. We'll holler.
Homemade.
Bye.